लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to a new episode of my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today we go back behind the cameras. I have another director as my guest, and I'm very glad to have him because one of my first verticals I watched was from him. And I want to talk about some changes in this industry, and we will get some behind the scenes information. Addicting to the episode with Roberta from Sparta Productions, I think we can get more deeper into this whole direction world. So I say hello and welcome to the podcast, Matt Macedo. Hello.
Hello, hello. And thank you everybody for listening, for watching. Nice to meet you guys.
I thought one of my first verticals on Short Max was directed by you, I thought. You did a lot for Short Max. Did you only for Short Max?
Well, I mean, yeah. So my first two projects were with them. And since they, you know, did well, they kind of just kept me very, very busy. They said that, you know, they wanted me to be an in-house director with them. And and they were saying like I was the first foreign director and the highest growth, because after The Unwanted Mate came out, that one was like really successful for them. And they said I was their highest grossing director and that they wanted to just basically like lock me down. At the same time as them offering, there was no numbers or anything attached to the contract, but there was like a template of a contract that they sent to me. And at the same time they were sending that, there was also a script that they sent me called A Deal with Lucifer. And so part
I
of me
saw
was
this
like,
one.
Did you?
Yes. And I loved it. It was a whole new story. It was a really great story.
Yeah, very family drama driven.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't like an alpha werewolf show that I was pigeonholed into. But yeah, so at the same time I was getting that project with the title. So part of me was like, maybe I shouldn't sign anything to be, you know, exclusive. You know, however, at the same time, they just, you know, they kept me very, very busy. And so I was getting, you know, project after project. And as soon as I would, you know, finish one project, I would literally have the script to the next one. And, you know, so that gave the impression to basically everyone that I was in-house with them. And I think that was, you know, obviously intentional from their standpoint. But for me, I was just grateful for the opportunity, you know.
Yeah,
of course. Sure. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately now looking back, I do wish I had, you know, more experience working with, you know, more producers and more platforms. So, I mean, because now it's technically like I'm starting over again when I work with everybody else. It's like proving, you know, what I'm able to do rather than like having the reputation like with a company already. So, but I mean, that's great. That gives me, you know, the opportunity to, you know, work harder and show what I'm capable of, you know. So I don't see it as a negative thing at all. I see it as a very positive thing. But yeah, so was that your project that you saw? Was I think it was called The Return of the Unwanted Wife is what
Yes.
they changed it to.
Yes.
Nice.
When did you start? Or no, when was your first contact with this vertical world? I call it world or space or community, whatever you want to call it. But how did you get into? Was it
for sure? Yeah.
Planned? Did you saw a vertical and said, listen, I want to do this one because it's challenging because of the 16:9? Or did you get an offer? We want to do this, but you didn't even know that it's a vertical?
Sure,
Or
sure.
how did you
Well,
roll
I'll start
into?
back. Sure, yeah. I mean, it is an interesting, it's a long story of how we get to the simple yes or no question, right? So I'll go back to when I was in film school. And so just because I was in film school doesn't mean you have to go to film school. It's just it led to, meeting other people and having connections. So even though I was going to the New York Film Academy, I was volunteering on an AFI film set as like the truck driver. Something simple, just to get on
The
set,
truck
honestly.
driver. That's
Yeah,
cool.
yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, so I had experience driving bigger cars, so I was just like, sure, I'll drive a truck. And so, very simple job to just drive the equipment there, park it, literally, wait all day, and then drive the equipment back at the end of the day. And, this is just a great example of treating everyone, and again, like being raised in a small town, you learn to just treat everyone how the
Equal.
golden rule. Exactly. Yeah. You
Yeah.
treat the CEO the same way you treat the janitor in the
Yeah.
sense, So, I'm on set and I strike up a conversation with this woman who was running Crafty. And so that's just someone who like sets out all the snacks and everything, So, that's not like, setting out, it's not like seeing a producer on set and like going up to them and trying to get them to hire you for anything. It was just like,
Yeah.
I saw this woman there and she set out these tea eggs. And these tea eggs are basically like hard boiled eggs and they're soaked in tea like overnight or something. And I was like, what are those? I was just like, what is
I
that?
don't like eggs, sorry. I
Oh,
have
yeah. Well, I
chicken,
mean,
but I don't like eggs.
oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, so yeah, so these were fascinating and it's hilarious that I found them. So they were just so different and unique.
So you got into verticals about tea eggs?
Thanks to tea eggs. Yeah. But if anything, thanks to that, me and her, just, we added each other on Instagram and stayed in touch. That's when I like learned that she was a producer and all that. And so that was back in like 2018 or so. And then fast forward, I graduate from film school. Like right before the pandemic, so everything
Oh
shut
shit.
down.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, thankfully I stayed busy in the sense of like writing a couple books or starting a podcast or just literally or taking some master classes, like anything that I could to just keep stay ready for
Yes,
the
yes.
opportunities whenever they would come forward. And then I also was going through some health issues at the time too. In my family there's a generational thing called diverticulitis, and so there was a thing that took me down like on disability for like 6 months. It was
Oh shit.
terrible. Yeah, but even during that 6 months of staying at home, I wrote a script. So I just again just staying busy, and just
To
staying,
keep the brain busy. Yeah.
And I
Yeah.
mean that's how I cope too. And interestingly, like I've been writing scripts since I was a teenager, like literally 12, and I still have all the copies, printed since like 2008 and before even. And so that's just literally even now, like when I have a job and I'm in the pre-production stage of like working on a script or doing my homework, I don't see it as work at all. I'm very passionate about this.
Can I
So yeah.
ask you one thing about your script writing?
Sure.
How do you get your visions? Do you have in your beside your bed a
A little
notebook
dream
where
journal.
so some musician had it. They woke up in the night to, oh, I got an idea. Is it
Sure.
also
Yeah.
as a script writer that you have a vision or a
Yeah,
dream
I
at
call
night and
them.
you thought, yeah, that would be great,
For
and
sure,
write
for
it
sure.
down?
I call them daydreams because sometimes they kind of overlap with like what I'm actually seeing. And so like I'm able to just like
Okay.
see here and I'm able to just visualize some things,
Really?
the
Oh, that's
scene, how they play
cool.
out. Yeah. So I call them daydreams. And it's very fascinating to capture. I call it like capturing those daydreams, and that's why it's just love being on set, that moment of, the camera capturing, the vision that was once
Yeah,
there and
yeah.
turning it into a reality,
That's great. It's
yeah. It's like
satisfying,
literally,
isn't
yeah.
it?
I mean, it's magical.
Or
It's
is it
just,
more than making you happy than satisfying? Is it more this feeling of
it's,
happiness?
I don't know. It's honestly just, it's not like, it's a feeling of definitely of like accomplishing something that I was meant to, not in a sense of like, Because I mean, I even feel these ideas, like we're all conduits of these ideas that we get, and it's like it's our responsibility to bring them to life in that sense, you know. And so, you know, being able to, if you're in sync, you know, with that vision, then, you know, if you casted the correct person, then, you know, and they're doing all their homework and just things become in line, you know, just when that happens. And you know that it's bigger than yourself, of course, because it's just when so many things become into alignment, then it's just amazing to witness that, you know, in the sense of I don't have any satisfaction of like, I have a satisfaction of definitely being a part of it, but it's more of just like an amazement of just witnessing something bigger than ourselves that like coming into, you know, into like reality. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
really cool, I think. And
It's just magical. Yeah, it's my favorite. I love being on set.
you said with a health issue, is directing or does directing help you to handle these health issues?
Previously, I had some like physical health issues. That was when I was on disability for those 6 months. Yeah, of
Yeah,
just, you know, the physical. Yeah.
but mostly it all gets two in one.
Sure. Yeah.
When I was disabled after my heart surgery, nobody can tell me that it wasn't good for my mental health.
Sure. I mean, if anything, it prepped me to just be ready, you know, because again, too, like I coped my way through it. You know, I wrote a script that was very dark, and it was, you know, the script that I do hope to be my first feature horizontal length, you know, mass release film, because it's a horror film, but I also it's different than a regular horror film. It's yeah, I'll just save that for another time. But if anything, that just made me, you know, not desperate, but just ready for any opportunity to come my way, you know. And that, you know, leads me back to when I got, you know, that first offer from, you know, that producer reached back out to me after so long, you know, and it was just a simple yes or no question. You know, would I be interested in directing some very new type of a format, you know? And Real Short was already gaining popularity at the time, and so I was able to look up and see examples of what, you know, this, you know, what they were going for. Yeah. And I think it was very early, or very easy for people at the time to turn it down, to, you know, just dismiss it and think that there was nothing really there. But again, too, I just seized the opportunity. You know, I was just
When was it,
ready.
2023 then?
Yeah. Around, I'm coming up past the 2 year mark now. But it was around in August that I started, you know, prepping that project. And it was in September of 2023 that we were filming it. Yeah.
Because I saw my first vertical in 2023 and I wasn't sure if it was more popular, you know, before it came to Europe and Germany. In Germany,
Sure.
verticals are still not common. If I talk about verticals, the people around me said, "What?"
Sure,
That's
yeah.
you know, so you can watch it on handy. So it's a streaming. Yeah, kind of, but you cannot stream it on TV. Why you can't stream it? Yeah, that's because oh, come
TV's not
on.
in the right shape.
So no, it's here in my country, it's not very popular, this whole. And I wasn't sure when it got me, maybe if it had run 1 year or so longer in the US before it came over to Europe.
Sure.
So that's why I'm asking when it started for you. So,
Sure. Well, I know Real Short started in like 2022, like I think mid to late 2022. So they had, you know, obviously like a year, you know, starting to run, you know, before then. I think Casey got in early 2023. I could be wrong. I think that was when that first show, and again, too, I'm terrible with names, and there's been so many that are probably similar to it now. Faded Alpha or something like that. But
Yeah,
yeah, I
okay.
mean.
How often the title changed from the first name you read on the script to the release
Sure.
name?
Sure. Thankfully, I don't know if, I think just two maybe. I think two
Really?
of my shows have. I think so. I know you would think more. I know. Well, definitely, you know, the Call Me Alpha was changed to My Destined Alpha Mate. Okay, so that one's one, and then
Yeah, but that's not so totally change. Sometimes titles are totally changed with no word from the
Completely.
beginning when
Yeah,
they
for
get
sure.
published. So,
For sure, for sure. Yeah.
did you only werewolf once? No, I'm trying to think. Did you
No,
ever
for
a
sure. I mean,
non-werewolf one?
it's hilarious. Yeah. The producers asked me the same thing. No. I mean, for a while, just because my first two shows were werewolf and they did really well, at a certain point, they were like, all right, you're our werewolf director. Like, you're just pigeonholed. Like, just like actors get typecasted, like, I was also getting typecasted in a way to like only directing werewolf shows.
Typecasting as a director, that sounds
I
crazy.
know. And it's true. And I had to fight for it, you know? Even though like Short Max did give me, you know, family drama shows that did well, I had to like still kind of prove to other people that it's like, no, guys, please, you know? It's just so ridiculous. But yeah, so I mean, you know, The Return of the Unwanted Wife, that one was a very, I loved that one because it was so different. And I wish they kept the original title too, because I think it would have done probably even better. But again, you know, that one as well, I wish they, you know, did a little different with the ending. But you know, so I did that one. Billion Dollar Baby, of course, wasn't Alpha
That was
Werewolf,
really
and that one did
great.
well. Yeah, thank you.
I
And so
saw
yeah,
this
Kirby is amazing, Cameron.
it, with
Yeah.
Kirby, yes, and
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the other. It was this was one of the type, the actor in this one. I don't get the name because that's what we talk about. No
Sure.
credits,
Yeah.
nowhere. And he
I mean,
was
watch the
a
trailer I shared, yeah, but that's it, yeah.
But you
And
did it, you know what I mean?
yeah,
And
I know,
he
I
was so
know.
young, and I thought, "Ooh, who's this? He's really young, shit." But he
I know, I think that
played
was his
so
first,
well,
maybe.
and in combi with Kirby, it fits so good. It fits so good, and I
We had a
like
lot
this
of
one.
fun. Yeah, we had a lot of fun
I
on
think
that one. And it,
yeah,
hopefully it like it translates visually, you know,
yeah, yeah,
that we
yeah.
had did have a lot of fun with that,
But
yeah.
I have one question. Did you cast the actors? Who did it?
You
Or
know,
who
it, a lot of
decide?
the Short Max, sure. A lot of the Short Max projects, they already had them attached usually.
So you
And
get the
so it
script
was,
and you got said, these are the actors, this is the
yeah,
script,
sometimes, for
let's do
sure,
it.
yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Ah, okay.
usually, for sure. You know, that's in some of the most of the time with Short Max, that was the case. You know, of
Is
course,
this
early
good?
on, I mean, it was
Were you
both. It was
always
both.
happy with the actors you got? Or
Of
were there
course,
some
yeah.
situations when you thought, Ma, I know one who would have fit better for this role?
No, I mean,
No?
everything again, too. I'm the type of person that like really has no regret, and I'm just, you know, again, like every project has had that feeling of just everything coming into alignment. So even though like Loathed by the Alpha, I think was gosh, I keep calling him Ryan, but his name isn't freaking Ryan. It's terrible because he had two projects. His name was Ryan in the show, but I keep it's hilarious because I keep calling him Ryan because I had two shows with him. Zach, so sorry, Zach. I'm so sorry, Zach. I had two shows back to back with him name and his character name was Ryan. So like for some reason, every time I think of him, the Ryan comes up first and then Zach. God, I'm so sorry. But yeah, so I think even in that show was his first. And I couldn't even tell, you know. Like everything just again, like just fell into alignment. And then even like the trippiest one is the very first show that we did, Call Me Alpha, because on that one, of course, I did have, you know, choice over the actors. And we ended up choosing, you know, Seth Edeen and Shay, you know. Oh, sorry, Seth Edeen and Shay Deneen. Yeah, I get their names. Yeah. But, you know, casted them both in it. And of course, you know, they've gone to blow up. And it's just, you know, it's just bizarre. It's amazing. You know, and even kudos to them too for, you know, not only just trusting, you know, the process in the beginning, you know, and taking that leap of faith just like we all did, but they've also, you know, in their own sense, seized the opportunity and continued their journey as well, you know, just like everybody. So, yeah. I'm super proud of everyone involved, with this whole thing.
What's your experience? I mean, sometimes you surely get some new actors who didn't make a vertical until they
Sure.
start working with you. Are there more experienced people easier to handle on a vertical set or not? Or are
Sure.
you
Well,
said, okay, it doesn't matter if it's the first time or it's the fifth time, we are grooving us together as a
sure,
team
sure.
and
Well, I mean, there's definitely advantages to having an experienced vertical actor. And it's not, in the sense of like they perform better. It's they know, how to perform for the format. They know that they have to stand, incredibly still because the frame is usually shoulder to shoulder, they hear so many times, let's reset because there's someone's shoulders covering them or something like that. So they know, the logistical techniques and the challenges that
Okay.
come with filming a vertical, and the speed, of course, and also just like I made a funny video about it called the vertical logic, and sometimes when I work
Vertical
with a,
logic. That sounds
and
good.
then, yeah, so like sometimes when I work with a newer actor and usually they're not even, it's not even usually their first vertical. Sometimes they were already on a vertical and just had like a negative experience with that one. And so with this
Okay.
one, they're probably a bit more defensive, and they're probably coming from a place of just making sure that everything is better than the previous experience. And so coming forward, they might have a lot more questions of like, why would I be doing this a certain way, And again, too, there's a lot of directors out there, that might just say you just have to do it because it's on the script, or you just have to
Because
do
I
it because
say
I say
so.
so. Which is terrible. There's truth to everything, right? And of course, we want truth in these performances, and it obviously that connects more with the audience. So it's
Absolutely.
discovering, yeah, it's discovering that truth. And so it's not just being dismissive in the sense of just perform it because of this. It's, I love that discussion of like why, answering that question truthfully. Why would they be doing, why would they be apologizing so much, and we get to the root of it. And sometimes it's just because, in the moment of the script, this is a character shift, for their character arc, or it could be, the time that they're taking accountability. It's like there's just we find truth to it, and so there's and that's a great, exercise as a director, to be open and, have an actor that is open to discussion truth also, and being the type of director too, where an actor feels comfortable coming up to you to have that type of discussion,
Absolutely.
is
So you
big.
sometimes you have to be also a therapist.
Yeah, and so I mean, yeah, I get flack from family members about being into psychology, but I love psychology, and it is part of my job to know why people are
Absolutely.
acting.
You
Yeah,
need the
100%.
empathy to you can connect to people. I think as a director, you have to lead these people or not.
For sure.
Because
And it's,
you're
yeah,
a
it's.
I'm not, I don't want to say you are the boss, but it's you have the vision
Sure.
and you have to
I mean, yeah.
connect to the people and make them realize how good the vision is and that it will
Sure.
work out if
Yeah.
they are doing or if they're teaming up with you, that you can
For sure.
build something great together, I think.
Sure. And I mean, I don't even think of it as, I know it's easy to say like the director's the boss because they're the head, vision of the whole thing. But I mean, you're hired on too. Like your boss is over there in the chair, as the producer, so they brought you on. And so I definitely don't have that belief of, we're the boss and we have to, get everything that, I'm saying we have to. It's very obvious that we're just a piece of the puzzle, and there were so many instances on this last project that I just wrapped on that I do feel, I hope it does well. Of course, I don't hold like an expectation to it,
For
but
which platform?
I'm not even sure if I could say yet. Gosh dang it. I signed an NDA, so I'm just super just hesitant to say anything. And that's why
Okay.
even like,
No problem.
yeah, I mean, even the producers share it too. I'm not sure if, but I'm just, yeah. When the
Don't
show
you
comes out, I'll definitely be sharing it a lot of it. But yeah.
know when it comes out? In
No, I mean, we
1 month,
just filmed, and
two
so
year month, how
yeah, I
long
think it'll be
takes this
within,
post-production always?
for sure. I think within 2 months for sure.
Okay.
Within 2 months. And so maybe it could release be released late October, maybe early
That's
November. We'll
good.
see.
Then
Yeah.
it's autumn, the rainy, cold autumn
Yeah, people
days.
staying in the home, yeah, for
Yes, more
sure.
at home at
Yeah.
the couch and
Yes.
need
Yes.
some. It's getting
Yeah.
darker earlier in the
Oh, very
evening,
true.
so
Yes.
that's the good time to watch verticals.
That's
And then
perfect.
we need good verticals because when you're so much time at home,
Yeah.
you have to get entertained, you know?
For sure.
So.
Yeah. And I mean, this project, even though I can't go into the details, it's obviously a remake of a popular show, like an original, one that was in China. And so the story technically like isn't, an original, but just the freedom that we all had to just capture it. It's definitely going to look different than a traditional vertical.
That's good.
There's a lot more kind of creative design that I was able to implement into it. It's still tamed, it's still like not, there's been some amazing verticals lately of, like time slowing down and, like some creative things with lighting and all that kind of stuff. And so I was able to implement when it fits. That's the thing. It's like, I don't want to do anything flashy just to show off in that sense.
Yes,
I only do
that's
something
good.
if it serves the story. So it's in this sense, in the show, it's very much everything that I did was really serving the story. It wasn't in the sense of just like, oh, I feel like doing, this, let's do that. And then it takes up time, So it definitely wasn't in that way. So that's why I'm just so excited for the show. I haven't felt this excited for a show since my early two shows, honestly.
How many shows did you do so far?
So this one that I just finished was my 14th directing.
Okay, so when you look back to the first one and this one, what have changed?
Oh gosh, it's hilarious. I was just watching because when I filmed the first one, I had a strong intuitive sense that we were on the verge of something kind of really big. And it was something important in my life. And so I vlogged very heavily. Like I have like 20-minute long videos every day
But
filming of
that's
just talking about the
cool.
experience.
That's
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. And it's purely just for myself. I don't think I'll ever put it out there. But just looking back and seeing, just those growing pains, of what we were kind of going through back then. And then, seeing now how it's just so easy or easier, and, just the sense of what we've learned so far, just, it's been amazing, and
What
it's,
was
and also seeing
the
things that are
best
still
improvement
similar.
for yourself since
Oh
then?
gosh. I don't know. I mean, early on, like the video that I just kind of saw, we were very behind schedule. So I guess never being behind schedule anymore. I mean, that's been something that I kind of, is a somewhat of a part of my reputation, but something that I do have some, pride on is being very efficient with the schedule and never going overtime. And that's just, I see a lot of vertical sets sometimes going like 2 hours overtime, sometimes even more. And when you start doing that, like I just feel like everybody is losing the passion. They're not putting the best,
Motivation also.
Yeah. And so I feel like it's hurting the project. But I feel like I'm very good with deadlines and just like having a specific, like I have to have this done by a certain time. So just being able to accomplish everything that's on the call sheet, all of these scenes that we have to do within a certain amount of time, like I just feel like that's the way to do it. So
But not
but
feel
yeah.
very pressured? Or do yourself
No. I
make
mean,
so much pressure that, oh God, I have to finish it, I have to do it? Or is
Sure.
it
I mean,
a good organization?
well, thankfully, very good organization. Yeah, on a lot of my sets, everything has been very well organized, planned ahead of time, yeah, in pre-production. A lot of the projects that I've had that were like back to back where I didn't have too much time to prep, Those I leaned heavily kind of on more of an intuitive, just capturing the shots of what's needed, So, and again, too, with those shows, everything was a bit more, just basic coverage. There was not much anything too creative in that
Yes,
sense,
okay.
versus like a show that I've done now or that I've just recently done. There's a lot more creative design in there, like working with reflections and working with a character, or like a frame being out of focus and then a character walks into focus, just like
Yes.
certain things that are just amplify the story a bit more and are not really used too often, I think, in verticals, but we'll see how it does. Yeah, I'm hopeful for it for sure.
How is
Yeah.
it when you know the release day? Are you excited then? Are you in some of the apps you can see how many views the show got in the
Sure.
every time. Are you this
Yeah.
kind of person who is catching the view numbers
Oh,
every
well, I mean,
day, every hour? Oh God,
no.
how many watched it? Okay, God,
No, well,
oh no, 2 million
it's
now or not?
like going down. No. No,
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is like sometimes a lot of these short max shows, for example, I wouldn't even know when they were going to be released, and they would just
Really?
release. Oh yeah.
I
So,
thought every director knows exactly when he should know
oh,
what.
you would think. Not in a
Okay,
vertical
so
world. No.
I.
Maybe, for other platforms for sure.
Maybe you got
But I
messages.
would.
Oh, the show was great. And you said, is it out? Oh, I didn't
Yeah,
even know it.
100%.
Really?
I would see a review page post it before I would, or before I would even know that it
No.
was. Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
Oh shit. Oh,
I know,
okay.
yeah. I mean, it is what it is, So, yeah, that's just, the way that I discover things. And of course, a lot of these actors, and even for myself, like we don't have access to the full show even
Did you
after.
watch your full show?
I watch them in editing. I don't watch them after they've
Yeah, in
re
editing,
released,
but when it's all
Yeah.
finished and released.
Sure. I don't watch them over again. No, not really. I mean, I'll save them if I don't have like the proxy footage, usually I could have the copies of the footage, but on like recent shows I don't do that. But sometimes obviously they release very quickly on Dailymotion, so they're pirated, which is a huge like honor, in a way. Thank God, I'm coming from a place of like, being 12 years old, making, little home movies, thinking like my family barely wants to watch them,
And
So
now
just the
it's,
fact of,
that
yeah.
it's got pirated, you said, okay,
Exactly.
someone
I'm like,
finds it so
wow,
good that they want to pirate
they
it.
want to take it. Yeah. And
Yeah,
so that's a,
yeah.
it's an honor. Of course, upsetting for the platforms, but yeah, it's an honor. But that's the way that, I and these actors get clips for either the trailers that I edit or, for their reels. They have to just download them. And yeah, I know. And hopefully that's one thing that changes, or evolves with the world that we're in.
Do
So
you watch verticals of other directors? Maybe to see how they work or to get some, I don't know, inspiration or.
sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty in the sense that I don't think I've watched a single vertical all the way through.
Yes.
Sorry, but
Yeah, but to be
yeah.
honest, to every actor I talked, no one ever watched a vertical in one,
I
a
know it's
whole
true.
one. No
I mean,
one.
we live in it, we don't need that PTSD on our off time, I don't think. No, I'm joking. I'm joking,
It's
but
like taking work at home.
yeah, in a way, for sure, for sure. And it's hilarious because I'll get a message from my mom and she'll be like, I recognize this actor. Who's this guy? She's watching verticals and it's like, oh my God, it's hilarious in a way. Yeah,
But
just,
isn't
yeah, the
it,
world's grown.
doesn't it make you proud when your mom said, I watched
Oh.
your work?
Well, it wasn't mine. But
Okay.
yes,
But I'm
100%.
sure she
Yeah.
watched also your work.
Sure.
No?
The free episodes. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm sure she has. She has 100%. 100%. Yeah. And she's very sweet. Yeah.
And she told her friend, look, that my son made. That's my
Oh,
son.
yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. Yeah.
So I
Very
think
proud
it's a little
mom.
bit
Yeah.
shitty that you're not in front of the camera and some vertical that she can be.
Oh gosh, I know. I'm too shy. Definitely not made for
Really?
in front of the camera. Yeah,
Didn't
I
you
don't think
have ever
so.
the intention to work in front of the camera? No?
I mean, when I was like 3 to 5 years old, yeah, I was like acting in my stepbrother's home movies at
Yes,
the time.
but
Even in high school, I made this short film, or like a little longer than a short film, but it was called Embrace. It's like every now and then, like around Halloween, I'll share it because it's like my first horror film. And it's not bad if you think about like some 18-year-old or 17-year-old that made it. And so it was really fun, like found footage horror film. And you know, it's just, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to look back, you know, and see, you know, these older
yeah,
films.
sure.
Yeah.
But Roberta, for example, told me, the director, she had to step in as a therapist in her last
Oh.
vertical because it was in the opener, and a day player
Sure.
said 1 hour before they film it, and so she had to step in.
It
She said to me,
happens.
"If you
It
want to
happens,
see
yeah.
me, you have to watch this show because I'm in the opener." So, not
There's
an option for
definitely,
you.
for sure. I mean, thankfully, I mean, even on the last show that I did, we needed, you know, a crew member to, you know, throw on a suit and you know, step into the role,
Okay,
you know, and do
yes.
something. You know, I just feel, and I know there's a lot of other directors out there too that, you know, make cameos and all that stuff, and that's definitely their calling card, you know, 100%.
Yes.
But you know, just for me, I feel like I have to be behind the monitor constantly, you know, just seeing everything. If I don't, then I feel like I have to go back and can I watch playback? And then I feel like that's slowing everything down. And then I just, you know, that's just not me personally. Again, it goes
Okay.
back to just trying to be the most efficient I can possibly be. But you know, maybe there's always, I've done like little cameos, you know, with my voice. Like, you know, I've done like some few
Yeah.
voiceovers of like, you know, the character off screen, you know, yelling or something like that. So, you know, anything that I could do to help, you know, production in that sense, for
Yes,
sure, I would
yes.
do it. But yeah, even like, you know, back to Embrace, my only little cameo in that little film that I did was just like I flipped the camera and you could see like the top half of my face for like a split second. So like
Okay.
even though that whole film, you know, even though I was in it, I was the person holding the camera the whole time, you know. And so I technically wasn't even in, you know, the frame for that one either. But yeah, that's just me, you know, not really the person in front of camera.
So, how hard is it for you to watch a movie or a show who wasn't directed of you? Without the thought, no, I would have to done it. Maybe this way would be better with the lights or
Oh,
something.
yeah.
Can you watch
Well,
without a directional thinking any show?
like any vertical or just any show in
It
general
doesn't
too?
matter, a film, I don't
Yeah.
know. Or is
Yeah,
it always
absolutely.
the director in your brain that says, "Oh, come on, this could have been better. Oh, maybe they
Well,
should
I'm
have
too.
been doing this and that, and then maybe the scene would be better."
That's
Or can you
hilarious too.
just enjoy a film and
Well,
a
it's
show?
hilarious too, because I'm definitely, anybody that knows me too, I'm not the critical type. I'm more so critical mainly about myself versus anything like external. So
Okay.
like anything, like if I watch a vertical, I never think like, oh man, I could have done that better. I always am learning something from it or taking some sort of
Okay.
inspiration from it. Or, you know, even if I'm watching, like lately I've been watching the new Dexter Resurrection because I loved Dexter growing up. And so watching Dexter again, it's like very sentimental, taking me back to, you know, younger days. And, you know, just watching that show again, you know, it's not even, I don't see it. I see it as an audience, you know, I'm able to suspend the disbelief. I'm not in
Okay.
filmmaker mode, you know, I'm more so entertained for sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
works.
Yeah, definitely. And
Okay.
when I was in film school, you know, when I
Yes.
was like really in the mode of learning, then it was a bit more difficult to watch a film, you know, even in theaters. Like that's when I was like, you know, more so seeing the language, the visual language of like
Yes,
the camera
okay.
and stuff versus, you know, just like letting the performance, you know, take me on the journey type of thing. But yeah, you know, even just if I'm watching any sort of vertical, it's taking some sort of inspiration from it as well. You know,
Okay,
I'm, you know, I see, you know, yeah, it's just taking some form of inspiration from it, definitely. Yeah.
did you write a vertical script yet?
I've written two of them so far. And, you know, part of me, like I've shared them with like the actors that I would want to be involved, and I've shared it with,
Yes.
you know, some people like, you know, that I'm close to on set, and everybody
Yeah.
loves it. It's just, you know, taking that leap to, you know, pitch it to some producers, and hopefully something happens with it. You know, maybe, I just don't know, maybe I have to like self-finance it and do it myself and then sell it. You know, we'll see.
Crowdfunding,
Maybe, yeah,
like Adam did, Adam Santa Cruz and Vino did now.
yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I mean, they've already filmed it too. So I mean, yeah, that's amazing. So again, too, I would be in the position to where I would need to raise all of the money in order to film it, most likely. And so,
How
you know,
expensive is such a vertical
I
roundabout?
mean, it probably depends, you know. I mean, depends on the story and how much, you know,
Yeah, but
VFX is needed and
the
all that. But
average.
yeah, the average, I'm assuming they would be around 100,000 to 200,000, like that whole range in there, especially if it's here
So
in
if
LA.
anyone wins the lottery with 2 million,
Yes, I almost won the lottery. Well, I technically did. I won $4. But
I
yeah.
was, listen, I was in a TV show and I won 40,000
Ooh.
there. Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
Yeah.
wow. That's amazing. That's cool.
Yeah, but
And so, I mean, yeah. Sure, sure, sure.
long time ago. No, so
Sure.
no, for me it's interesting to get to know these numbers, you know, because
Sure.
I worked in informatic projects. We were talking about millions per project. So,
Sure.
and the normal film industry, if they are doing a big horizontal movie, I think they are also talking about a bit more
Yeah,
kind of money.
100%. And you see how much these could be going for. I mean, I just saw Casey's project. I think it's called Love Under
Yeah,
Fire.
with
So
Casey,
around
I
a
will
hundred
talk next
thousand.
week. Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. And so
Yeah.
I haven't, he's the one guy I haven't worked with yet, damn it, and I really want to work with him. But
And he's
yeah.
he was one of the first person ever I saw. For me, he's the
Oh, yeah.
legend.
He well, I believe he's on 100%. Yeah, the legend.
For me, it's the legend.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no doubt about that. No, for sure. But you know, just, you know, his project was, I think, around a $100,000 budget, which these are, and then I think he was able to sell it for about a million. And so, and again, too, like even $1 million is considered very low budget in the world of, you know,
Of yeah, of
regular
this whole
horizontal,
Hollywood
you know,
industry, I
films.
think yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so who knows? You know, I do feel like I could, you know, the scripts that I've written, there's one that's like a traditional romance. That one could be filmed for very cheap. I can probably get that for less than 100,000 for sure. But again, too, I've written another one that's like werewolf because I had to, you know. I was doing so many at a certain point to where I was even like fixing the writer's mistakes on some of the things that they would, you
Okay.
know, yeah. And
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just became very familiar with that world. And I'll embrace it, you know. I'll embrace it for sure. If it's one thing that people love the shows that I've done that are alpha werewolf shows, then I'll give them what
Absolutely.
they want, you
I
know,
love
for
it.
sure.
I love
Yeah,
it. I love
for
your
sure.
werewolf shows. They were really
Oh, thank you.
great. Some of the werewolf shows are so, it's stupid to say unrealistic because it's this fairy tale world, but there are werewolf shows who are really good made, and there are werewolf shows where you thought, oh, come on, that's not even for a
Sure.
werewolf realistic. You know what I mean? So,
It's hilarious, yeah.
yeah. So if I was win the lottery and I said, Matt, listen, I will give you 150,000.
Oh.
What type of vertical would you do? A werewolf thing, or maybe try some mafia or a vampire or
I
a
mean, if it's
totally
going.
new genre, maybe.
Sure. I mean, that's the part that I love about the werewolf one that I've written is that it's like traditional, but yet somewhat introducing something new. So I feel like I would go with that one for sure. I would produce the werewolf show that I've written. I mean, even though the romance one that I've written has some good reviews, you know, from the actors
Yes, yes.
that I've given them to, they love it. So, you know, that one's more of a traditional, like it's like the Notebook of vertical, you know, in that
The
sense.
traditional, like, bad stepmom, Bad stepsister, kidnapping,
No.
raping, whole time
No,
slapping, or
it's
okay, good.
very it is definitely pushing the boundary of like not having all of that stuff, and that's what makes it a risk
Good.
to these platforms. I mean,
Nope,
in a
absolutely nope. In kind of the audience, I can say you no, we need
I
and we
know.
want new shows
I know. I
because
know. I'm
you know,
trying to give that to you guys. I'm genuinely trying.
hopefully,
Genuinely.
because
Yeah.
it's so oh.
I
You
know.
know,
And we hate it too. We really do.
maybe the
Yeah.
first 6 months it was great, you know, but
Sure. I
after a
mean,
year and you see, oh yeah, there's a new show coming out and you look at the first seven episodes and think, oh really? Come on, again this
I
shit?
know. I
No.
know. I know. And it's a big risk, you know, and I mean, it is exhausting, and it's unfortunate because even though, like, you know, there's a very vocal group on Instagram, you know, like
Yes.
yourself, for example,
Yes.
that they very vocally do not want to see,
Yeah.
you know, abuse and all of that anymore. And we as the creators don't really want that anymore as well. The platforms are very data driven. And so,
Yeah.
like, for example, the show Divorced at the Wedding Day, you know, that's like the most abuse I have ever seen. And it was very, very difficult to get through. And even that show I never completed, but you know, it just I was like, wait, they did that? They did that? You know, it just
I don't
progressively
know
kept
what the
getting worse
name
and
was,
worse.
but I saw a show where it was against a disabled kid. And I thought, really? Are we going
Yeah.
to this shit? Because I have a good child on my own who's disabled. And when I saw this, I turned it off and I thought, really? Are we going to this dipshit now? Is there
Yeah.
nothing else that we have it doing this way
I
for
know.
selling it or what? And for
Yeah.
me, it's hard to imagine how script writers can go to such a story.
Sure. And
I
I mean,
cannot,
we're
I
all
cannot
like,
understand it.
I know. And it really does, it sucks for everybody involved. You know, I'm sure, you know, I can't really say for the people that are higher up, you know, like the writers making that content, you know, but for all of us that, you know, we're seizing the opportunity to just work and do our dream, you know,
Yes,
and just,
yes.
and, you know, and be able to just do what we love to do. And then, you know, we have, it's a very, very small community right now. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that even still feel like if they say no, then they're turning down more than just that one opportunity, you know.
Did you ever decline the script and said, no, sorry, but that I'm
Yeah,
not doing?
I have, and they changed it up a bit to make it more comfortable for me to do it, you know, and it
Really,
still
they
kept
changed
it.
it for you
Well,
because
yes and no, yeah.
they hadn't
They
said, okay, if
agreed,
you
you know,
don't
they,
want
yeah.
it, we will find another director who will surely do it. So
Sure. I mean, I think I was probably just one of a few people that, you know, were vocally wanting something to change with it.
okay.
You know, and I just maybe was like the final straw that was like, all right, if he's saying it, then maybe we should. I'm not too sure. I'm also, you know, I didn't just say, I didn't just say I'm not interested because of that. You know, I offered a solution at the same time. You know, I
Okay,
said
that's
I'm
good.
not
That's
interested
good.
because of that. But if you changed it to this, if we tweaked this a little bit, then I would feel comfortable doing it. And then
Yes,
they
yes.
agreed to. And
Okay, then it's good.
that one I could talk about. That one was The Mafia's Forbidden Virgin. Title very not too
The
good.
titles
I
are,
didn't I know.
yes.
And I didn't even know. Well, I think that was the title for sure. I don't remember. Hopefully that was one that I was like, hopefully they changed the title. But yeah, that was one, of course, that was, you know, in the it, I mean, it was just like mafia, and then it had the whole step sibling, you know, layer
Okay.
to it. And so I have step siblings of my own, and so part of
Yes.
me was like, I don't want, you know, an awkward Thanksgiving dinner, you know, conversation.
Yes.
So if we're able to, and I mean, it was, you know, one of these innocent ones in the sense, you know, that you're like they meet and the romance develops before their parents meet and their
Yes,
parents' romance develops, you know,
okay.
so it's like more innocent than that. But even part of me was just like, can we just change the wording a bit to where it's soon to be stepbrothers and stepsisters, you know? And so just having, you know, that little kind of wording shift, even in the dialogue and anything, Just made it a bit more comfortable for myself, made it for the actors as well,
Mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, this, you know, the platform still, or the producers all, like, still got what they wanted, you know,
Yes.
out of
Okay.
that. So yeah, so it's just a happy medium for all of us to meet on here.
So, what do you wish for change in this industry? And I think because the industry or this vertical scenery is at the beginning still, I think. I think there are many more years to come, and this industry will grow even more, I think so, because when I see now they are coming more and more to Europe to shoot, and I think there will be more scripts, hopefully. And what do you wish as a director, as an improvement for this
For
industry?
sure. Yeah. Well, I do hope it evolves, you know, for, you know, definitely, like, the stories evolve to where it's not as much darkness and abuse in them. You know, I hope that verticals become a bit more comedic and sometimes, like, even making fun of themselves. You know, I even, you know, I have a funny script idea, you know, like, that would be, like, kind of like a vertical parody, you know, just like making fun of it. You know, even some,
That's
even just like the simplest scene of, like, someone about to slap someone and they're, like,
yeah,
holding their
so
hand up,
oh!
and then it's like, where are you? I've been holding my hand up here for you to grab it, and then you're still not, you know, just like calling it out, you know, just calling out the
yes,
comedic moments of that. And so I
absolutely.
do, I want to, you know, I want to write that one. And
Okay, so
you
I
know, if
have
anybody
to
wants to come up
win
with
the million to do
it, for
all
sure.
your visions. Okay.
You know, so that's one, you know, that's one of those daydreams that I got the other day, and I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be hilarious to write. And you know, sometimes, like, writing a script, it just develops from that one scene. You know, I might not even know who the characters are or what or how they get to that moment. You know, I love calling it the process of discovery, because I'm just, like, figuring things out as, you know,
Yes.
you're in that mode. And yeah, so I mean, in the terms of change, like, you know, just the stories, you know, and not to sound like, you know, full of myself or anything, but, like, you know, the stories that I've kind of written that are, we're pushing, you know, the boundary a little bit more comfortable for everyone and a bit more,
Yeah.
like, realistic stories. It's not, you know,
Yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
like some CEO billionaire in it, you know,
Yeah,
it's
why
still
always a billionaire?
for
Why?
sure, for sure. You know, I mean, it is. So
It could be it's also
just,
I don't know, a fitness trainer.
yeah, you know, something. 100%. So it's just, like, you know, those types of stories, I think, you know, hopefully we, you know, will evolve and get to more of those. And I mean, just more credit, I think, for everyone, and, you know, the credit that they put into the work, you know,
Also
and just
behind the
having that be
credit
more.
for the people behind the
Yeah,
cameras. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
absolutely.
Just having that be a bit more, you know, out there. You know, I, when I started posting, like, some BTS and bloopers and stuff, I noticed some of the platforms starting to post that too. So that's great. You know, they post a lot more behind the scenes content, and so hopefully that continues. And I think, just, and again, like, I'm, you know, it is still, like, the early stages, which is still, you know, very interesting to say. You know, because obviously those of us that were in it very early were saying the same thing. You know, we've been saying the same thing now for a few years, and so we feel like we're a bit redundant, and it's like, is it still? But, you know, because, I mean, not gonna lie, in those early years, like, there was that scarcity mindset, you know, and that's why, you know, in my early career, like, I was doing, like, project after project after project, and this year was definitely, like, a little bit of a slowdown,
Yes.
you know, both intentionally and non-intentionally. But, you know, looking back, was very, you know, important for the time that I had off. You know, I got a lot of things done, and also it prepared me for, you know, the project that I just done now, which, you know, just like the first few projects that I had, you know, I had some, like, months off in between those versus weeks. And I was able to do an immense amount of prep work, you know, and I got so familiar with the characters and with my, you know, with the visions that I had planned, and, you know, the shots that I had planned. And, you know, just, it was, you know, kind of obvious on this last set when an actor pointed it out. He was like, how are you doing that? And it was just, And I mean, I'm amazed by how they're able to keep in mind so many different things too. But just the fact that it was like a filming in a hallway, and I was telling the DP, well, we still have like this shot and this shot and this one, and then when they're looking this way, still got to get this one and that one, and it's just being aware of all of that stuff, in addition to character work, in addition to like knowing what color some outfit's supposed to be, or all of these different things that you should be aware of. But it's just such a fun process, being aware of all that stuff, but also being open. Like I do
To
so much
learn.
work, yeah, but it's just doing so much work ahead of time to where like it's second nature to you, and you're also able to be open to these new ideas that come forward. There's a lot of ideas that I got in this, or shots that I got in this show that weren't even planned out, like some reflections in a picture frame or something,
Yeah, but I think this little spontaneous, this little possibility to be spontaneous, so in this way, that makes it more authentic, I think, in the end. Because
It is for
some
everyone too.
ideas and visions you can see for the first time when you're in the scene.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Yeah. And
And
even the location that we went with, I was favoring a different location, and the producers chose the location that we ended up going with. And so, even though I'd scouted it once before, I was only there one day prior,
yes.
or like, gosh, like 30 minutes
Okay.
prior to us filming there. And so, even though I did a lot of like overheads, and in the sense of like I see where characters are placed and where they move and all of that stuff, some things change, of course. But for the most part, it was still pretty exact with what was planned. But again, too, like I leave myself open to just like just ideas from the actors.
Yeah,
There's a
that's
few
great. I
moments.
think that's really great if the actors are getting involved in
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and I mean,
this whole thing.
yeah, 100%, 100%. And I mean, without going into too much details, the actress on the last project that I had that I just wrapped, there was a moment where, and it happened to coincide with this other scene that, I mean, even the night before, I had this lighting, a certain lighting idea for it. And it's in this big grand space, and the characters run in and the lights turn on. And it's this moment, between these two characters in this very big open space, but just between the two of them. And I had a specific lighting setup or an idea that I wasn't sure if we could pull off or not. And of course, no plan ahead of time, that I told the DP or anything, but told him that morning, or even like minutes before the scene, and he was like, all right, we'll figure it out. And he was able to do it. So, just because he was able to, and I was like, at the same time, I'm like, if we can't do it, it's fine.
Yes, it's
I'm
okay.
here. It's okay. And so the fact that he was able to pull it off, this certain thing that I wanted to happen, when the actors arrived and they showed me, right? The lighting crew tested it for me and everything, and I was just like blown away. So when the actors arrived, I was just like so excited. And I think obviously that got them excited for the scene too. It's just infectious, this infectious
I
energy.
think absolutely. If you can spread the energy, that's I think really great.
And so just being so excited for this, like this little scene that's not even, like I have certain script or certain scenes that are highlighted, known as like
Yes,
CPI
yes,
moments. So like, of
yes.
course, like the free episodes, really important, right, to hook the viewer.
Yeah,
So those are
absolute,
highlighted.
absolute. Yeah.
And then there's certain scenes throughout the show that sometimes they will use for, in a trailer or something like that. So those are
Yes.
my highlighted scenes as well. Thankfully, in this show, I literally was so just, I was on it for like every scene, if it was highlighted or not. And so I don't even think that was a highlighted one, but it was just so,
A
exciting
burning
that they were able to.
project. That's why you need
And
to
so
sleep so much now
I know.
because all these positive energies. Woo.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I go from maybe an average of 9 hours of sleep a night to, gosh, like 4 or 5 maybe. And my immune system does tank. I immediately after the first day, I get like sore throats. I have to take Dayquil or, some just, medicine to just keep me
Yes,
going
yes.
throughout the day.
Oh,
Emergency,
shitty.
That type of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what you wanted, Matt. So
I
no,
know.
sorry for that. So
Me neither, though. I'm not sorry at all. No
yeah,
regrets. Yeah.
I think it's great when you finish and wrap something and everybody has a good feeling about wrapping it.
Yeah,
I think
100%.
you can,
Yeah.
you know, I think always you can create something special for a lifetime because you can watch it when you're old, when you're 18 and sitting at the couch, you can say, listen,
Yeah.
look, that was I that I made this. And I think that's really great. Something who benefits you all your life, not in kind of money or something like this, but
For sure.
you always go back with the feelings to this days on set when you see it,
Yeah.
I think.
And
And that's
there's a
great.
hint of an awareness that I have with that, you know. Like when I'm making these projects, there's an awareness that they're bigger than me as an individual. Like they're going to
Yes.
live a very long time. And so there's a deep respect for all of them. And that's why, you know, I'm moving forward, I do want to be very mindful with, you know, giving each project the respect, honestly, that it deserves.
Yes,
You know, I
yes.
mean, and I loved working back to back. I loved being busy because I thrive in that kind of chaotic environment of needing to problem solve, and you know, and I don't like having time off really. But you know, I really don't. Yeah, something to learn, you know, and get comfortable with for sure. But yeah, it's just a, you know, it's just a process, you know, and it's amazing, you know. And you know, before I forget too, I was gonna say with the actress on the last project that I had. While filming that same scene, you know, in the large space, you know, she had the idea of saying the title in a line of dialogue that she was doing, right? And mind you, this whole time, the whole project, we're all like, this title doesn't make any sense in a way. Like, it just doesn't really, you know, like the title, you know, of course, like everyone has these titles, you know, a vertical title. It's like, what is it, you know? And this whole time, and at the very, you know, this minutes before, she's like, you know, what if I say it here? And like, thank God, because like, as soon as she said it, again, those intuitive, just an immediate knowingness. It wasn't a discussion of like, maybe let me ask, let me
It
do
makes
this. It was
totally
like,
sense
yes.
then.
Yeah. It was just an immediate yes, please. And she worked it in, her performance nailed it. And it
Now it
worked. And
makes
again,
sense.
too. Well, I mean, it now everything makes sense. And I really was really vocal about that. I was like, thank you for bringing that forward and doing it, because now it just makes sense. Now everything, now it clicked, you know?
Now the picture
So
is completed.
And
That's
so there's
great.
a lot of those moments, so many
That's
of those
great.
moments on set.
That's
On this
great.
last one.
So I think you'll keep on doing this job for a long
I
time.
think so. I think
So maybe
so.
I check this with the lottery jackpot.
I know. I need to keep playing so I can hopefully get a shot at winning, you know.
I
I
got
need it.
this morning an email that the European lottery jackpot is 86 million this
Oh,
Friday.
wow. Oh,
No.
wow.
Yeah, Friday.
Dang.
So 86 million.
That's not bad.
I
That's not
can
bad at all.
send you over to Europe to do here some verticals
That would be very helpful.
with a private jet, you know, all
the one
your
that I just
equipment.
tried, yeah, I mean, that'd be amazing. The one that I just tried playing, I think the number was 1.8 billion or something like that, like very
Holy
high.
shit.
I
A
know.
billionaire director. You can make a vertical out of it, not
But
a CEO, a billionaire
I could have made a
director.
handful. Yeah, I could have made a handful for sure. Yeah, 100%.
You
Yeah,
can make a
long
vertical out
term,
of your own life.
it would
How
be,
to
that's
become a
almost.
billionaire director.
Just win the lottery. Yeah, that'd be amazing
You
for
know,
sure.
also with this hidden identity, work as a director and. I'm poor, sorry. I
That would
have to
be interesting.
crowdfund and so on. And in the background, you have to want paid 8 million.
Would still crowdfund. Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Yeah.
On every episode at the end, I will do a 5-question quickie with
Ooh,
everyone.
I'm sad it's already the end. This was so much fun.
Yeah, we are talking an hour.
Wow. I love it.
Yes.
Cool.
So, 5 things, and please. 5 questions, short questions. I really like to cook. I'm really, and I know on every set, food is very important. Food makes the people happy.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite dish?
Ooh. Do you think like online, like on set or
No,
just even just to
totally.
make at home?
What food makes you happy?
Ooh. Well, I just made some the other day and it's like a blackened chicken with Spanish rice.
What's Spanish rice?
Spanish rice is just like basically like rice, and I had some like tomatoes with like garlic and like diced up bell
Ah,
pepper, onion.
okay.
Yeah,
Why it's called Spanish
cumin.
rice?
Suddenly I'm racist. I'm sorry. No,
No,
no, I'm just
I'm
kidding.
just thinking.
My no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I had never had Spanish rice.
Yeah,
Maybe
Spanish rice.
I have to Google it.
For sure. You can just Google. No, my
Because no,
grandma, it's my grandma's recipe.
I only know Greek rice. You
Ooh.
can have Greek if you are eating here at the Greek restaurant, you get Greek rice. That's with
Oof.
some peas in it and tomato, and the rice is red
Like
because
feta and
of the
stuff.
tomato.
Ooh. That sounds really delicious,
Yeah,
honestly.
it tastes really great, but that's kind
Oh.
of Greek rice, but I never heard of
Sure.
Spanish rice, so that's why I'm
Oh
asking.
man, that whole like Mediterranean diet I would love, because I
Yeah,
think
you have
that's
to come to
obviously like
Europe.
where I know that's where like my ancestors are from, you know.
I only say Europe.
Yeah.
Europe.
Yeah,
You
Europe.
know? Europe.
I
You
do.
have to
Europe,
do it on your
yeah.
bucket list. Europe. It's
Yes,
nice
I
in
know.
Europe.
Eventually.
Not eventually. You have to. Don't say eventually. Then it never
Yeah.
happen. You have to say, yes,
Oh.
I will.
Yes,
So,
I will. 100%.
what's your favorite film? Not one you product. It's every.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And it's so funny because everybody is always like, "Really?" But it's definitely for like the sentimental value of it, of like watching it so many times on repeat growing up. And that would be James Cameron's Titanic.
You know, I was born 70 years after the Titanic sank on the exact same day.
April 14th, really?
Yes,
1970.
yes.
So 1974 or 50 years? Sorry. Yeah. Wow.
70
Oh.
years later.
70 years later. Okay. Yeah. I'm not gonna do the math.
So,
Sorry.
when did the
Yeah.
Titanic sank? So, yes. No, and
Anyway, sorry. Yeah.
do you know where I saw Titanic for the first time in cinema? In
Where?
Paris. In a
Wow.
really, yeah, I was with my school there for holidays in Paris. We did a city trip to Paris. And that was the time when Titanic came out, and they had a big cinema with such a great, I think it was one of the first Dolby surround system. And
Wow.
I watched Titanic, and it was a huge screen, and we were sitting in and totally flashed because, you know,
Wow.
every time
Yeah.
where you hear the ship when it was sinking, and the sound was so holy shit, and it
Yeah.
was the best cinema. I watched Titanic, I think, 4 times in cinema, and
Wow.
later when I watched it in Germany in a cinema, it didn't catch me. But in the cinema in Paris, in this big
Wow.
screen with this Dolby surround, it really catched me. I loved it.
Wow. Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great film.
An
Totally.
amazing film. Yeah. It just
Totally.
infatuated me as a kid. Yeah. One of those, I'm sure I
Totally.
watched it, on like repeat, on the two VHS tapes that you have to, pause halfway through and then put the other one in, hundreds of times.
Yeah,
Just like
totally.
literally on repeat as a kid. Like that was my babysitter, was just watching that film over and over and
Yeah, I
enough to where
loved
my
it.
parents
I
were annoyed.
really loved it. Not because of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Sure,
Because of
yeah.
this whole film scenery.
Sure. And funny fun fact too. In my third grade talent show, I sang Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
No!
It is true. It is true. Yep. Yes. I was
Okay,
dared
next
to it by my
question.
brother. Okay,
Favorite
moving on, moving on. Yeah.
song? Next question. Favorite
Oh
song?
no.
Celine Dion or what?
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. Yep. No, probably not anymore. Oh gosh, favorite song?
Yeah,
I
what puts
don't
you in
think
a
I
good mood?
really. I would probably have better luck saying my favorite music genre,
Yeah,
because I
okay.
don't think I have a favorite song in particular, but I love like atmospheric, ambient Music, you know, that's sometimes like I could put on like a chill playlist or an ambient playlist or even a spa playlist, you know, just anything that's just kind of putting the mind at ease, very calm. Just anything like, I'm not a fan of listening to lyrics so much. Just like, you know, just listening to tonal music, not like, you know, like not specific, like what is it, like Hertz or whatever, you know, the like not those kind of type of songs, but like, you know, just ambient, like sometimes birds chirping or whatever kind of music, and it just lets my mind kind of just go
Yeah, calm
and
down. Yeah,
daydream.
chill out. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, the dream dream. And then you have your visions,
Exactly.
for the script.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%.
What's your favorite? Okay, that's a silly question. What's your favorite vertical genre? I think werewolf, isn't it?
It can't be vertical. No, I mean, my favorite would definitely be more of the family drama, and I'm kind of getting more of that now. It would definitely have to be the family drama stuff because that was like the stuff that I even did prior to verticals. You know, even like all my prior, you know, my short films and stuff definitely had some like family drama elements to them. Very like character driven stuff is something that I'm very fond of. You know, and I'll do the werewolf stuff, of course, you know, because I've done them. That's like my foundation.
You
I'm
are,
used to it.
yes, it's your
Yeah.
card.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, the types of verticals I think I would stay away from would be probably anything that involves like sports or, yeah, I'm not a sports guy. But like sports or like the young adult, like cheerleading
This
or
high
hockey stuff. Yeah.
really, really, I don't like this professor,
Oh,
forbidden
sure.
professor dating. Oh no, this high school dramas. No.
And I think it just,
When you can involve a new genre you can create verticals with a genre which isn't used yet as a vertical. What would you choose?
a genre that hasn't been used in a vertical yet. I mean, I would love to do like horror, but they've tried horror, I believe. So I'm not sure if horror
So, what
would
was the other
agree.
thing you said with comedy? Really comedy.
Oh, duh. Yes, thank you for reminding me. Yeah, the parody comedy for sure. Just like making fun of the whole vertical, you know, tropes
And
and
you know
everything.
what I think what would be great? Western.
Ooh,
The
they have a few
saloon style.
westerns.
The saloon
Oh, so
styles
like
and
okay, like older.
the old
Yeah, for
Western
sure, for
style.
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
That would be
I'm
great.
down. Maybe like some zombie or like some apocalyptic end of the world, you know, type. You know, I've have some of those on the back burner that are
Yeah, but then I
scripts that I'm
can't
making.
sleep anymore. I'm not the kind of ho I'm not the kind for
Existential, yeah.
One example for the ending. A friend of mine said to me, "Michaela, listen, I got a new podcast. I heard it. It is great. It has some real criminal
Ooh,
situations
like
where
crime
they're
junkie
talking about,
type of thing.
and I was in a winter night, the whole evening, dog walk is in the dark. And I normally go to the forest for a walk. And
Oh
I thought,
no.
okay, good time to listen to this podcast. And the first episode I switched on was about a raped jogger in the
Oh
forest.
my God.
And I was listening to it while I was walking to the forest, to the
Well, that is
totally
enough,
dark
yeah.
forest with my two dogs. And then I listened to this podcast where they described instantly how she got raped in the middle of
Oh
the
my gosh.
forest, how there were the woods and you hear someone is coming. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Never ever again.
That's
Never ever.
awful. Never, no. Oh my gosh.
That
Yeah, you gotta
was
be
really
safely at home.
creepy. That was really
Yeah.
creepy. So, nope.
Definitely not.
Nope.
No. You know, if you're for anybody out there that's really like interested in like crime stuff without getting like into the
Yes,
grotesque or like scary
yes,
stuff of it,
yes.
a fascinating podcast that I did once before on my podcast, the episode is titled The Characteristics of Character, and I interviewed
Okay.
a handwriting analyst, and she's able to like
Ooh.
it's not like psychic stuff, but she's able to like analyze handwriting. and tell like certain characteristics about you and all
Yes.
this types of stuff, right? And like any type of injuries that you've had, anything like that. And you know, just the sad story, you know, connected with her is that she saw her daughter's boyfriend's handwriting and saw a lot of red flags in his, in the way that he
Oh.
wrote, you know, handwriting. And
Yeah,
so she
yeah.
told him, and unfortunately, you know, some, you know, he ended up murdering the daughter and all that stuff. So again, like very sad crime. If you're interested in like true life crime stuff, definitely look her up. And she's like written a lot of books too. She's an author, Sheila Lowe. Yeah. And so
Okay.
yeah, very fascinating story with her for sure.
Yeah. No, but for me, you know, I want mostly verticals for entertainment, for a chilly, willy evening on the couch, and not when I'm living alone in my house.
For
I
sure.
s to see a horror one with some murdering in a house where no way
I
I'm
know. I
watching
agree.
that.
I
No
agree. Yeah.
way.
And that's why hopefully that comedic one, I can make that one soon and hopefully get it made, you know. We'll
And I
see.
think, do you know who thi who really would fit perfectly? I got so entertained every day of the reels of Adam Chisnell. You know him?
Oh, I know. Yes. Yeah.
I
He
love
cracks me
this
up too.
guy. I
He
love
cracks me
this
up.
guy.
Yeah, I
Really?
just started following. He looked familiar for sure. I think I've seen him on verticals, of course. I'm not sure if I
Yes.
ever worked with him, but his vertical or his reels are cracking me
He
up.
and comedy, totally.
Yeah, 100%.
Totally a
Yes.
match. Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah,
So,
100%.
yeah. We
I'm
have to
sure
keep that
it's
in
a
mind.
yeah, and I'm sure it's a gold rush right now in terms of like, you know,
Absolutely.
so many people making these scripts for it, and so I'm sure it's only a matter of time
Yeah,
before you guys get
hopefully,
some good
because
stories.
I think the audience want to have it, you
I
know?
think so too.
Because there are so many bad things in the world happening. The people need to be lightened up and entertained, and you know, so
100%.
I think that's also a reason why they are also fed up with the bullshit of raping, murdering,
Yeah,
kidnapping, something
I
like
know.
this. I think so.
100%.
So, okay,
Yeah.
so here's the plan. You or me will win the lottery, and then we talk again about the.
For sure.
So when I will send you an email, Matt, listen, I won the $68 million. What would you do? You said,
Yeah.
okay, I will check my
I'll
data.
check my
So,
availability. Yeah.
okay.
No. I will t take a first, yeah, take the first ticket available over and we will film the show.
That
100%.
that's promised. If I will ever come to you and say, Matt, listen, I won the lottery, we can do a vertical together. You have to
I would be
say,
so
yeah,
down.
Michaela, right away.
I
Here
would
I
be
am.
so down. I'm available and I'm
Yeah,
ready.
let's do
Yeah.
this. Okay.
Let's do
Okay.
it. Cool.
You know, I have
Awesome.
it on tape.
It's true. You hold me to it. Promise.
That would be great. Thank you so much for your time. I wish you
Thank
a
you.
very beautiful day. Have a good start into your
Thanks.
day. I will go for a walk with my dogs now, and then I will finish my day.
Oh, I love it. Cool. Well, thank you everybody for listening and for watching. And I hope you guys have a awesome, yeah, rest of
Yeah.
your week.
I hope you have as much fun as we have to talk while you're listening it.
Yeah, for sure.
Matt, thank you very much. We will see each other hopefully again.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.